I had a very strange childhood.
Had the worst case any doctor had ever seen.
My job is to keep healing.
So that is the story.
We all have remarkable stories within us. Stories of adversity, challenges, triumphs, and ultimately of healing. This is Your Health, Your Story, the podcast.
Imagine having chronic Lyme, ending up in the ICU, and almost losing your life to a severe case of COVID, pneumonia, and kidney failure. Our guest today suffered through all of that and more, but he didn't give up. And today, he's living a gratitude-filled life after receiving treatment at the New York Center for Innovative Medicine. This is the story of overcoming chronic Lyme with Glenn Taylor. Glenn, so nice to have you on.
Oh, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You know, it's every chronic Lyme disease case is different, but there's always some suffering that happens, and there's always this healing journey that's sometimes long and arduous. And I'd love it if you could just start at the beginning for you. When did you start to experience health issues that turned into this chronic case?
Well, I've always been healthy, and I'm one of those guys that even though Western medicine's there, I always hate to go see the doctor. You know, if I cut my hand open, I'll throw some grease in it and just let it heal on its own. But I always felt like I was a tough guy, and I just kind of wrote it out. Never had any health issues. Healthy all my life, been into racing cars and doing a lot of great things and having fun. And then one day out of the blue, I just started developing a fever. I had 103.5 fever for over a week. My wife kept giving me Tylenol and ibuprofen and everything to try to reduce the fever. And it kept going on and on. And I wound up in the hospital. They tested me several times for COVID, and it was right at the height of COVID. So it was 3 years ago on Labor Day weekend. And I was pretty convinced I had COVID, and I was just like, I'm checking out. So we went to the hospital after 5 days of this, and they had the white tent set up outside in the parking lot because they were over capacity. But they brought me into the emergency room. They put me in on a gurney, and I stayed there for the next 12 hours on a gurney in the emergency room with everything hooked up to me. And my resting heart rate was, I don't know, 160. My blood pressure was some crazy number. I don't even know. It was like, you know, somewhere in the 190 over like 140 or something. Mm-hmm. It was just ridiculous. And they said that my liver and my kidneys didn't shut down, and I was sepsis. And then they really couldn't find what was causing the issue. So tested me a couple times. At that time, I'd gone the Saturday earlier to get a Lyme disease or a COVID test. And that was the time when it took 6 or 7 days to get them. Even a quick test came back in 6 or 7 days. And I just couldn't even wait that time. So it was Monday. I was there at the hospital. And somehow they were able to call and find that test and got it expedited and got the information that I was negative on COVID. And then they did two more tests while I was there. Both of those came back negative. A very young doctor that only saw internal people at the hospital, no outside patients, kind of, I refer to him as the Doogie Howser, walked in and said, he goes, have you ever been around a tick? And I was like, yeah, I live in Pennsylvania and New York and New Jersey, but we have a lot of land and there's always ticks. And he said, I think you were bitten by a tick. And I was thinking, I never got a bullseye and never got any of the rash or anything like that. He said, not everyone does. And he diagnosed it as being anaplasma or anaplasmosis, which is a tick-borne disease. And it pretty much took me out. Western medicine did jump in and save me because they introduced me to doxycycline, which I was on for about 10 days. And I felt great at that point. That's what they give our troops when they go over to for malaria and everything else, right? So I was like, wow, this is an incredible drug. I don't know what other side effects you have with it, but it did fix the it's bacteria in your blood cells is what the anaplasmosis is. And so they told me to follow up with my primary care physician, which I did, and because I had a annual physical set up, and my wife went. It was a family thing. So we're like, hey, we're feeling great. We go annual physical, and next thing I know, the doctor's like, why are you here? Your sepsis, your white blood cell counts through the roof, because they never retested my blood once I was cured. They just released me from the hospital. So she did a quick physical and said, wow, you're in great shape. Everything's good. Your blood pressure is normal. You know, you're due for tetanus vaccine and diphtheria and stuff like that. And she goes, and also you can get the zoster vaccine, which is shingles. And I was like, whatever's safe. You know, I feel great. Whatever's safe. Well, that was Friday night. And my wife got her zoster vaccine while she was there. And I got my tetanus, diphtheria, and the zoster in the other arm. And we both got like 101 fever the next day. We were all achy. And she recovered. Sunday, I just got worse. And then all of a sudden, my legs were swelling up. I felt like I had shingles. My ankles were swollen. My skin was sensitive to the touch. It was crazy. So called the doctor and I said, I think I'm having some sort of reaction to the vaccine, which, you know, talking to Dr. Schultz also, he says it's probably a bad idea to introduce more chicken pox when you already have it in your system. The shingles vaccine. But anyway, that's another story. And, you know, totally buy into that. So, and on top of that, because of work, I also had the COVID vaccine, which I had the two shots of that on the COVID vaccine just for work. And, you know, I kind of felt like I just wasn't getting any better. She, my doctor, my primary care physician sent me for every single CAT scan, MRI, you can imagine, head, back, and it's my feet that are swollen. I went to a rheumatologist. I went to a neurologist. The rheumatologist told me, he says, I really shouldn't share this with you, but you're in a lot of pain. And I've seen people get temporary arthritis, temporary RA, after a shingles vaccine. And it could take 6 to 9 months to get it out of your system. So he gave me steroids, and I felt a little bit better. But during all the battery additional testing, they did a West blot virus thing, and they found 3 strains of Lyme disease. They found Epstein-Barr. They found all kinds of things. And I just was getting worse to the point where my wife was carrying me to the bathroom. I hear I'm a healthy guy, and I can't walk or do anything. So after all that, my wife has always been very active, but she skier and a bunch of stuff. So she wore out her hips. So she had to get a hip replacement. So at young age, but we went down for a consult in Allentown, Pennsylvania with the surgeon. And I rode along with her because I couldn't walk. I didn't want to stay home by myself. And we get down there, and I get a phone call while I'm in Allentown from my primary care doctor. The doctor that was covering for her said, wherever you are, you got to get to a hospital right away because you may die.
That's quite the call to get.
Yeah. So we jumped on Route 33 from Allentown to Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, and I pulled in the hospital, and I basically hobbled in there just in tears. And the doctor looked at me and he looked at the chart and he said, and somebody read your stuff wrong, because what I see is like a staph infection, not like, because they thought I had a valve issue with my heart and it was pumping bacteria, because they did these cultures, blood cultures, aerobic and anaerobic on both arms, and some sort of bacteria grew in the blood culture. But it was more likely induced by a dirty needle or a dirty wipe or something like that. So he retested me and he put me back on the doxy because they anaplasmosis was kicking back up again. I was getting the headaches and the fever. So going through all this stuff, I finally feel better. And I go to see the infectious disease doctor. He grabs a microphone and he does about a half hour, 45 minute, walks through everything I just told you about and says, "You're cured." And that's like, oh, I said, "Really?" I said, "I'm cured." I said, "I still can't move my ankles. It's not as painful as it is, but I have limited motion." And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "You know," he goes, "Glenn, you're 61 years old now." He goes, "We're 60 years old at that time." He goes, "One day you're going to wake up, you're 70. Tell me what 70-year-old doesn't wake up and their bones hurt and everything hurts." I was like, "Well, I don't want to be that guy."
Yeah.
Like, you know, so basically it got to a point where it would keep coming and going, ebbs and flows. And one of the investors in my company, as you can see behind me on my logo, had recommended me to Dr. Schultz and said, "Yeah," and I was born and raised in Huntington, and now I live in Pennsylvania and all over the place. But I was like, "Wow, that's, you know, that's funny. It's right in my hometown." And so I gave a call and they said, "Yeah, why don't you come in and get a bioresonance blood test and stuff like that?" And I was like, "Yeah," I said, "I'm in." Like, you know, and believe me, I'm not a big believer in innovative medicine or any of that stuff. And now I am. But, you know, I walked in there and I was like, you know, "Give me a shot if I need it. Otherwise, leave me be." And I went in there and the whole staff was amazing. But meeting with Dr. Schultz was like, you know, he touched me. He said, "You know, I feel you got problems here and here." And you know, he sensed a lot of the things. And then when they did the actual blood test, they came back and they said, "Yeah, we see the Lyme disease." And they put a whole process together. One was to do the detoxification and teach my body how to detox and get rid of the pathogens and all the bad stuff, which I didn't realize how much was in me until I started the process. And then after that, you know, they explained to me about Lyme disease, that it likes to live in a very acidic environment. So I'm going through all this, you know, magnetic therapy and different things. I'm going, "How does this work? I don't really understand it." And then, you know, they started with the, you know, Chinese medicine, showing me my aura and my chi. And I was like, "Okay, like, I don't know any about this stuff." But, you know, then it started to make sense to me, because your energy and your cells produce energy. And that's something that can be measured outside the body when your cells are creating millivolts of electricity, where, you know, cancerous cells and radical cells don't produce what normal human cells do as far as electrical current. Mm. And there's a communication path through your body that doesn't involve just your nervous system. So you're, you know, somehow your heart knows that your toes need more blood and they talk to each other. There's that communication path. And it opened up my world to understand all that a little bit more. I'm not saying I'm an expert, but what happened is after the detox, followed up with the antimicrobials, and, you know, they retested me again and came back with a couple other treatments, and then went and did another blood test, and came back, and there was a gentleman getting treatment right next to me. It was kind of funny. Big guy, was having headaches and problems and stuff, football player. And he was sitting in the chair, and Nicole, the nurse, came in and said, "You know, we have your blood test. Do you want to discuss that in private?" I was like, "No, fine. I'm a guy. And it's the locker room," like, you know. And so he was laughing. And she said, "Yeah, your Lyme disease is gone." And he just about blew out of the chair. He was so happy for me. Mm. You know, more, you know, and I was like, "Wow, I feel like I should have been elated like that." But he got out of the chair. He was super happy. He came over and he's like, "Congratulations." Then he told me a story about his friend that had Lyme disease and went there, was treated, but didn't believe that the results were real. And he went out of state and got tested by an independent doctor. And the doctor said, "Yeah, you're free of Lyme disease," which is amazing, because my infectious disease doctor said, you know, once you have Lyme disease, you're always going to test positive for Lyme disease. It's never going to get out of your system. It becomes dormant, kind of like chickenpox and, you know, the whole virus going back in there and so forth. So it was kind of an amazing experience for me. And, you know, a lot of things, even the diet and so forth, you know, I stay on it and I keep going. I got to get back. I got to pick up some supplements. But I'm in that maintenance mode and every day I get better and better. And, you know, it was funny because, believe it or not, I'm in a Lowe's department store. We're doing a huge renovation. That's why I had to cancel last time. We had construction going on. And, you know, I realized I've left something that I wanted way down in the far aisle. And normally that would be like a 2-day journey for me to get across the Lowe's all the way out to the electrical aisle when you're over in the, you know, where the Christmas ornaments are. And I just sprinted down or sprinted back. And I was like, I'm my own self. Like, what is going on here? Like, and it's just been very, I don't want to say slow, but it's been very consistent growth for me. They also gave me the NAD plus therapy to rebuild my cells. And I tell you, when that was going on, I just felt like a new person altogether. But it was a great experience. The staff and everything over there, they're so great. And Nicole would have people come in and they're like, oh, when I started treatment, I didn't have this and I didn't have that. And she's like, well, it's a healing process. And sometimes things come out of you as you're detoxing. And I experienced that too. Like I got there and my knee swelled up after like my very first two treatments. And then it was my right ankle. And I'd hobble in there every day because I wanted to get better. And, you know, it wasn't something I was experienced in, but I kept saying, there's got to be something. And you know, there's so many people that have told me great things. And I have to just kind of release all my inhibitions and just go and experience it and let it work and believe in the process. And I did. And I, you know, all my disbeliefs of like, you know, a Chinese medicine and all this stuff. And, you know, I'm sitting there hanging on to a biocharger and go, this is the greatest thing in the world, you know, and I have no idea how it even works. But, you know, it was an amazing experience. And, you know, I think the happiest people are the people around me because I'm not miserable and I'm not, you know, falling down. And you should see I should show you the outside of my house and the amazing stuff that's been going on over the last couple months, just because I'm mobile and I can work with crews and people and do stuff. And, you know, it's been great. And even for business wise now, my partner had to cancel. Another reason I missed out on you, but my partner had to do a federal event, a purchasing event. And I wound up going to Oahu for like 4 days for a PSA convention, which is a security conference. And, you know, normally a flight like that, you know, it's 11 hours, almost 12 hours. And then another hour of travel from Honolulu to the North Shore. So you're 14 hours, 16 hours on your feet, but with you dealing with security. And I was fine. And I got back and same thing. It was worse coming back because of the jet lag. But I didn't have any physical problems. I was wiped out, you know, just tired coming back. But really amazing. I mean, it's I can't tell you how much it's changed my life, or at least brought my life back to me that I was missing. And you know, so it's a great experience. And like I said, the staff out there, everyone took really good care of me. It also helped me because I'm one of those guys on business all the way, and business. I forget about living my life. And, you know, one of the best parts of the journey was sitting in the chair and getting a treatment and shutting off my cell phone for like an hour and a half or 2 hours. And then, 3 hours on some of the NAD treatments.
Yeah.
And I could schedule those early in the morning or late in the afternoon. And my business's office is in Port Washington, which is less than a half hour away. So I could go directly from my house in Pennsylvania out to you guys. And we'd then in the afternoon go do business, take care of that stuff, feel pretty good. And I scheduled them back to back. Because I have an apartment in Queens also when my daughter lives over there. And I stay with my daughter and she'd make these wonderful vegetarian meals. And because I'm a big meat eater and steaks and everything else, but amazing meals. As long as she didn't tell me it tastes like chicken or it tastes like steak, whatever she made me, it tasted amazing. But you don't have to compare it to, a meat eater's food. That's what I always tell her. But it was great. And I think the whole experience with spending time with my daughter, spending time with your staff, being able to disconnect, and the treatments, it really just helped out quite a lot. So,
Glenn, when I listen to it, I hear this idea where you started off where even when you used antibiotics, you felt better, but it wasn't really healing. It was just kind of putting a Band-Aid over it, right? Because you got worse. You feel better, you get worse. That's kind of the conventional modality of managing disease, whereas what you're talking about is healing. It's not linear. Sometimes you do get a little bit worse, but you're actually transforming yourself. I'm hearing, connections with your daughter, seeing business different, running across lows, like all these things, as much as you may not feel it is, it's truly transformative. And that's kind of the great thing about the difference between healing medicine and this kind of sick care medicine, which is just like, hey, you'll always be sick with Lyme. And that's not the truth. So that's a beautiful thing. I know you got to run very quickly. Can I ask you, what was your favorite treatment? I always ask that question.
I think the thing that gave me the biggest impact was the NAD plus treatment.
It does.
Because I would get out of the chair and then drive to my office, and I would just feel like, although I got to also say the first time I did the biocharger, it was kind of neat because I was laying in bed to go to sleep at night, and I felt this energy that I never felt before. It was like, I don't know, something came alive in me. And like, it was actually hard to go to sleep, but when I went out, I was out. But I felt really good. So the biocharger was kind of cool. But
it's really interesting because both are about charging your cells. One's biochemically because NAD is used by every single mitochondria in every single cell. And one is due to voltage, actual energy going in and kind of charging the cells that way. So you're talking about things that'll lift you up and really give those cells extra energy. So that's probably why you liked it so much.
Get the charge.
One last question for you. If you have somebody in front of you with the same type of health struggles you are going through or similar, what would you tell them?
It's kind of a sad story, but I did have somebody that was just going through a lot with Lyme disease, diagnosed with Lyme disease. Unfortunately, not very well off financially to be able to pay for these things out of pocket, because a lot of these treatments are very innovative that they're not within the regular healthcare system.
Right.
So she always had aches and pains and problems and things like that. On Mother's Day, she came by and she was feeling pretty good. This is my future son-in-law, my daughter's fiance, his mother. Believe it. She was born on the same day as me, February 5th, a couple of years younger. And so we'd always celebrate our birthdays together. Our kids have been together for 18 years. So we'd always do everything together. And it was on Father's Day, June, that she wasn't feeling good. And she got headaches and to a point where the Lyme disease was really kind of taking over and she just didn't know what to do. There was no one home. She called the ambulance. The ambulance came, took her to the hospital. They did a scan, and they found tumors. The tumors were cancer. They did radiation therapy, which shrunk the tumors. And then, they were going to start additional treatments, but she just wasn't strong enough at that point. So within about, we went up in August, we went up to New Hampshire to my sister's house, and we called back that Leah wasn't doing well. We came, we sat her at a hospital bed for 2 days, and she passed away. It was, I think a lot of it has to do, my feeling, is that she was putting up with Lyme disease so much, she did have cancer. She never went to the doctor because she just assumed that it was the Lyme disease. And she never got treated for the Lyme disease. So the aches and pains she just felt were, and that ran in her family. So it, maybe if she got treated earlier or had some other way of medical treatment or non-medical treatment, I think she'd be alive today. But it's because she didn't have the means to be able to do it. Fortunate enough that I could afford to get the treatments. And go out and then, and live my life. So it was an investment in me, that my family was more than happy to make, to have me around. And I just feel like, I see a lot of people, and as a matter of fact, her husband has Lyme disease as well. He's an outdoorsman all the time. But I gave the number out there to the New York Center for Innovative Medicine, and he hasn't pulled the trigger to go out there. I'm like, look, make a small investment, just get a blood test and have a consult and see what they have to say. I'll pay for that, And just people are hesitant because it's not in their system, their healthcare provider system. So that's one of the issues that I see. And like I said, it's kind of sad because you see people that are going through pain. It's a financial thing because in the States, you got to make that decision.
And unfortunately, health is wealth, but it's not a number to that wealth, right? It's an innumerable sort of thing that you can't put any number to, but it is our most precious gift, and it could come and go so quickly. As you saw, you went down in that vicious disease cycle, but you can pick yourself back up. It's not easy. It's not just taking a pill or injecting yourself with something, but it is possible. So I think if anything, we're hearing, these past few stories of, the bad side of it, the negative side of it, where people can quickly go in its downward spiral. But you yourself are that hopeful side of it, the positive side of it. So I hope you can, continue to spread that word to others, and you yourself stand as a beacon of hope. And I just want to thank you so much for sharing that story, because sometimes it's not easy to relive some of those days that were really bad for you, but it is, I will say this, it is very, very beneficial for others to hear it.
Yes.
There are many going through what you have went through, not exactly the same, but similar, and they need to hear that it is possible. It's not just because one doctor tells you you're going to have to live like this and get used to it, that you have to, and you can reclaim your life like you did. So I want to thank you again. I know you got to run, but this was really, really such a pleasure. And thank you for sharing that story, Glenn.
Yeah, thank you. And I appreciate it. And I hope everyone can find the means to seek that help that they really deserve. So,
absolutely. And as you heard here today, there is hope for chronic Lyme disease and all types of complex chronic conditions. For treatment information, you could always visit innovativemedicine.com to learn more about our clinic. And until next time, continue writing your own healing story.